You're listening to VOA China 360 on the Voice of America with me, Michael Lippin, bringing you a new podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world. This week, Taiwan's former president Ma Ying-jeou is in the spotlight for making fun of his successor Tsai Ing-wen banning him from attending an event in nearby Hong Kong. Ma had been invited to address a News Association awards dinner in the autonomous Chinese territory on June 15th. But instead of being there in person, he said this in a video conference message to the other invited guests of the Society of Publishers in Asia.
The reason for my absence is quite curious. The new administration in Taiwan, which took office less than a month ago, considered that my trip to Hong Kong might cause some national security problems. These problems include possible leakage of state secrets and inadequate protection of my personal safety. So my request to visit Hong Kong for only 7 hours to give a speech was, unfortunately, rejected by the presidential office. Well, I didn't know that Hong Kong is such a dangerous place. Ladies and gentlemen, you better watch out.
A bit of sarcasm there from former President Ma. Obviously, he's not too impressed with the reasons he was given for having to stay home, although he did say that he respects the decision made by the new president, Tsai. Tsai's spokesman said her concern about the potential leaking of state secrets was legitimate, because Ma had only left office a few weeks earlier, and the new government did not yet know what classified information he still had. And the spokesman said that when it comes to Ma's safety, Taipei was worried because it did not have experience of working with Hong Kong authorities on security for such a high-level dignitary. Bill Sharp is a Taiwan political analyst at Taipei's Academia Sinica. In an interview with my colleague Victor Beatty, Sharp says Tsai also has the law on her side.
In 2003, there was a law passed that said that retired presidents and vice presidents of the Republic of China and Taiwan were prohibited from making foreign travel unless their application for an exception was submitted 20 days in advance. So I think that they're totally within the bounds of the law.
The law hasn't been applied up to now because when Ma's predecessor Chen Shui-bian left office in 2008, he was jailed for corruption and couldn't travel abroad anyway. Now that Ma has finished his term, he used his message to the Hong Kong journalists to urge President Tsai to protect what he sees as his greatest legacy, a significant warming of cross-strait relations with China.
I certainly hope this trend will continue, in spite of the recent change of government in Taiwan. I sincerely hope that the new administration will have the required wisdom and courage to maintain the peaceful and prosperous status quo my administration has worked so hard to create in the last 8 years.
Ma and his nationalist KMT party based that progress on upholding a 1992 consensus in which Beijing and Taipei agreed that there is only one China and that each of them have their own interpretation of the One China principle. The two sides split from each other in 1949 after a civil war. Tsai and her Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, traditionally have taken a very different position to the KMT, favoring Taiwan's ultimate independence. That was Tsai during her inauguration on May 20th. She called on the two governing parties across the strait to set aside the baggage of history and engage in positive dialogue for the benefit of the people on both sides. Not exactly a call for independence, but also not an acceptance of the 1992 consensus, leaving Chinese officials to criticize Tsai's speech as incomplete. Beijing has long threatened a war to reclaim Taiwan if it abandons the One China principle. Academia Sinica analyst Sharp says any change of direction by Tsai is likely to prompt her predecessor to keep speaking out.
I personally think that President Ma feels that he has a role yet to play in cross-strait relations, and I think that in that the role he wishes to play is in contravention of what the DPP thinks that, cross-strait relations should be. I think this type of problem will pop up again.
Sharp says the new DPP government's vision of cross-strait relations is likely to reflect the will of the voters who backed the party in January's elections.
The will of the people in Taiwan is not to be so reliant on China, to back off from China. People in Taiwan, especially in lieu of the Sunflower Movement, gave a very clear sign that they want Taiwan to be Taiwan, that they want good relations with China, but they certainly don't want to be as dependent on China as they were, and they certainly don't want growing Chinese influence in Taiwan to continue growing.
What are your thoughts about the prospect of Taiwan's former president and new leader fighting a new battle over relations with China? You can post your comments on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/voa-english. Also, let me know what you'd like to hear on VOA China 360 going forward, and we might feature your topic on a future edition of the podcast. Back in a week.